They're saying nearly all men can stand adversity. And I think that's kind of true. You think, but like you look at where you're at in your life and everyone's faced adversity, but you're still here, right? So even though it maybe set you back a little bit, you're still standing, you're still going forward. So that's actually not the hard part. Facing adversity is not the hard part. Give a man power, and that's when you really test his character, right? What do you think that he's saying there? Anyone?
So when people get a lot of leadership,
let's get Arthur first, and then let's get Mogaka.
Right. So whenever you're in leadership, you're always going to be tested with different things, right? So,
yeah.
For example, if you are a leader of Vivint, other companies are going to try to pull you over and try to get you to come to different companies. You know, for
sure.
Example.
Yeah.
So you want to. Some people will try to, you know, go around and sneak around and do different types of things, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to doing the right thing every time.
Sure.
Just because you can get away with it.
Yeah. Power corrupts, right? Okay, Mogaka and then Dan.
Just simply, I think it's just saying, you know, some people, when they get too much power, they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's too much for them.
Too much for them, okay. Yeah.
So I'd say, like, you have two things. You got an image and a character. Image is what people see. Character is who you are. So
right.
You get power. Like, I can say from experience, like, you get, like, an ego.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn how to actually see. You actually find out who someone really is.
Sure.
And you find out all about yourself as well.
Yeah, exactly. You find out about yourself. I like that. Did you have your hand up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
And ego really just stands for edging God out.
There you go.
And so if you give a man power, you'll find out who he really is.
Yeah. Another way to say is... What's the Spider-Man quote?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Right? Exactly.
Jesus.
So,
just tell the president of the United States to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh no, he's talking about your president. I liked what Arthur was saying about leadership. And a lot of times you see a quote like this and you're like, power. You talk about president of the United States, you talk about the leader of a team or whatever it is. But what you have to understand and realize is everyone here is a leader. You are the leader of yourself, okay? Like, especially here in this job, there's managers, but when you're out in your area, that's it. You're on your own. You are the leader. You manage that area. You're the leader of yourself. You're the leader of that area, okay? So with this job, you actually have a lot of power from the very beginning, like the lowest rookie, right? Just starting out. You actually have a lot of power because you're standing in your area and no one's telling you what to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's when your character is truly tested, when you see who you really are. You have absolute freedom to do whatever you want. You can sit on the corner, sit in the shade, you can Uber to McDonald's, you can do whatever you want. No one's gonna say anything. And especially if you're a rookie, it's like, no one expects me to sell today anyways, I just started, right? No one's gonna notice if I don't do what I'm supposed to do and I just, you know, go somewhere else, no one's gonna notice, right? Or if you're in a deal, right? And this person, you can tell that they're not understanding what you're saying, right? You're telling them, explaining how the deal works, but they're not really understanding it. For example, like 60 months, that's like 2 years, right? Like, yeah. So you're gonna run into those situations, right? And so no one else is there, it's just you, okay? Or you're explaining it to them and they're like, so is this a loan? And you're like, kinda, okay? So no one else is there. It's just that's when you have all that power, that's when your character is truly tested. So I think this job reveals a lot about the individual on a bunch of different levels, right? Everyone talks about it. Like, everybody talks about being on the grind, like, I'm gonna do 24/7, blah, blah, blah. Oh, shoot. Dang.
I have a train got us.
Train got you. All right, 6 minutes. Six minutes. Not too bad. Okay? But, yeah, exactly.
Set the timer for 6 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. 6 minutes counting. But this job reveals that character because you have absolute power. When you're in your area, when you're at home, we get home from work at like 10, 10:30, okay? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna study? Are you gonna go to sleep? Or are you gonna go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m, get your windshield patched in, right?
Like, what was the evening?
That's fine. I'm just saying the decisions we make and everything that we do.
What are you talking about?
It reveals who you really are. Okay? And so if you're not satisfied with that, that's great. You can change who you are. That's what's awesome about it. Okay? But that comes when nobody's looking, right? When that character, that reveals itself when nobody's looking, and you have absolute power. So you're a lot more powerful than you think. All right. Congratulations, Kings of the Week. You got your drinks, caffeinated, ready to start the day. Nice work. All right. Let's go. Okay. Also, this, I have updated, I can update this every day. So as you see this board right here, this, on the vet side, there were no changes in rankings. There were a few changes, obviously, in the Families Protected. Johnny Lott is hanging on by the skin of his teeth to that last spot in Premier League by two. Oh, I don't want to give it to anybody. You got to earn that spot. Kathy's already out there on the doors. Two changes here on the rookies. Ben is in the third spot. Johnny dropped down to the five spot. Ooh, Mac and Pooch are tied at 20. Ooh, someone's going to get it. Al Chris is at 17. Another three spot. Jumping up there. Tied for fifth and sixth. I don't know if Mac and Pooch are going to throw any in today or not. We'll see what happens. You will?
Yeah,
you will? Okay. You will too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see. What's up?
This is since June 1st.
This is since June 1st till today. Okay? Since June 1st until today. And it ends on Sunday. So any deals you can get in all the way until Sunday. Okay? All right. As far as announcements go, yeah.
So the top 10 rookies.
Top four rookies
go to Team A.
Team A. And then after that, we're going to just make the top 11 total players. Okay? So as long as, because you have to have seven vets, but you can mix in those veterans some rookies. So we'll make the two, three best teams that we can. But the first team for sure is going to be the top seven vets and the top four rookies as of up until Sunday night. Okay? So let's be careful with no soliciting signs. We talked about this yesterday, but we got another complaint about that since then. So if you do knock a no soliciting sign, make sure they, one, don't have a doorbell camera. Two, if they give you any pushback, you just got to be like, okay, my bad, I didn't see the sign or whatever. Don't get into like a back and forth with them. Let's just let those go. There's a million doors to hit. We don't need to sell that one. Okay? So trash in the hallways. We've had issues with this dating back since last year. A lot of these apartment complexes that we go to have trash valet services, but we're not ever home when they come by, right? So a lot of times we just leave the trash in the front door, but then it stays there all day, and then we get complaints, okay? So 520 in Geo, 120, or sorry, 520 in H16, 124 in Geo specifically. Let's make sure that we are not leaving the trash out there in the front, and that goes to everybody. There, each complex has dumpsters. We, unfortunately, will not be able to use the trash valet service due to our work schedules, okay? So, simple solution, walk the trash to the dumpster. That's it, okay? Let's not get any more complaints like that. Okay, so yesterday, we started off extremely slow, ended up finishing with 38 pre-install surveys, but the day before, Monday, we had 47 pre-install surveys. So what do you think the difference was between Monday and Tuesday?
The vibe.
What do you mean by that?
Like the energy.
Okay.
Like just the way we went into it. Like.
Okay.
I don't know, it's like going to a workout without warming up first.
Right, okay, no pre-workout.
Yeah,
bow, and then we'll go to Liz.
Only half the office was working.
I agree. Yeah, see, if you look on the board, especially at the beginning of the day, right, we got, as the day went on, we had more and more people starting to knock, but it should be the same amount of people at 1 p.m. at 9:30. It should be the same amount of people knocking, right? Okay, Liz.
I think because it was Monday, it's the start of the week, you have weekly goals, whereas Tuesday, not everyone does daily goals.
Yeah.
So you're all like, hyped up to hit that goal.
Yeah.
And the next day,
yeah, I think that's, yeah, that's super important. And dude, you guys should listen to Liz slapping every day, right? Right out the gates.
Woo!
Okay,
she's got that tech knowledge.
Liz got it too. But also the work ethic, right? It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, if you don't have the work ethic, right? So, and it comes down to what we've been preaching this whole time. If I promise you, if you knock 100 doors every day, you're going to sell one, right?
That's
if you just knock 100 doors and you have a decent pitch that you have memorized, you will sell one, right? But I think Liz hit the nail on the head as well. We had, you come out the gates, I'm going to sell 10 this week, I'm going to sell 15, whatever the goal is. Plus we had, you know, this Premier League competition going on, plus Battle of the Bay. You know, everyone was hyped up, ready to go. We came out the gates firing all cylinders on Monday, right? Yesterday, not so much, okay? So the difference between that, those two things, motivation, we were motivated on Monday, but motivation is an emotion, and emotions fade away. So if you want to have that same production that we had on Monday, we can't be motivated only. We have to be dedicated as well. Because dedicated, that's a character attribute. Okay. What else did you guys think? Any other reasons? Any other differences? No? Okay. I think you guys, those three people, those you guys hit it right the nail on the head, all those things. Okay? So we can fix that today. So with that being said, the person that you will be in 5 years is a byproduct of the books you read and the people you surround yourself now, right? So you've heard something along these lines, right? In the past, I assume, I would hope. Well, you've probably also heard like the person 5 years in the future can talk to you now, like that person will thank you for what you're doing now, that type of thing, right? But what is interesting about this concept is a lot of times we look at that and we're like, yeah, of course, you should be reading good books. Yeah, of course, you should be showing yourself with good people. But we look at it more of like a macro. You guys know macro, micro? Macro is big, micro is small. So we look at like the macro picture of it and we're like, yeah, those are cool. Those are good concepts, right? But then we don't examine the micro when it comes down to our everyday decisions, things we do every single day. Like each decision actually plays into this and we don't think about that, right? So it's like if you have health and fitness goals, when you eat the burrito instead of the salad, even though that's not going to make you fat, that one burrito, but it's a step in that direction, right? Okay, and it's more likely that you will do it again, right? Same, vice versa, the salad isn't going to make you jacked right away. One salad, that's not going to really make a difference. You're not going to see any difference. But it's one step in the right direction, and then you're more likely to do it again. Okay? So think about, really evaluate the decisions that you're making on a micro level, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, and look at it and be like, my three best friends, what do they do? Where are they going to be at in 5 years? Right? And if the answer is, yeah, they align their goals with mine, and like, yeah, I think I could see myself, you know, in 5 years with that person, you know, those three best friends, and we're, you know, on a, you know, 5-star European vacation, no problem, then great, right? Or, my three best friends, yeah, I can see myself running a business with those guys. I can see myself running an office with them. I can see myself in the front running a team of 90 people and being the number one team at Vivint. I can see myself with those guys. Let's run together. We can do that, okay? If the opposite is true, then you need to evaluate, like, okay, well, who am I spending time with? And then how is it affecting my progress, okay? So not to get, like, religious on you guys, okay?
Preach.
But there's a story, there's a religious allegory with the tree of life and the iron rod. You guys, some of you might have heard it, some of you may not have heard it. But the concept is the same. It's not a religious one that we're talking about. And the story goes that there's a family at the beginning of this journey. And there's all this darkness. And there's a tree of life that's like glowing in the distance, right? And that's obviously where you want to get to, okay? And there's like cliffs and pitfalls and all this stuff. Like it's treacherous to get there. But there's an iron rod that stretches from where they're starting to where they're going, right? And if you hold on to that rod and you keep along that path, you'll be fine, right? But as they're traveling along this, there's something called the Great Spacious Building with all the people in it making fun of them, right? Okay. Making fun of them. What are you doing? You're stupid. You're going to fall off. How many of you guys have had that type of adversity from anybody?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing knocking doors? Get a real job. Blah, blah, blah. Right? So there's that. But the people who make it to the end get the reward, right? Simplifying the story a little bit, but as they go along, some of them let go of the rod, fall off the cliff, die, right? Some of them turn around, go back, and like, that great spacious building looks cool, I'm gonna go over there instead, right? In this job, they end up broke, okay? Some of them make it all the way to the end, and at the end, there's people who have already made it that are encouraging them to come along, right? So these people are like Nolan, Bao, Ian, guys who have made it, and they're like, just do what I tell you to do and you'll make it. Like, follow this path, grab the rod, let's go, come on, right? They can't do it for you, but they can encourage you from there, right? So the reason I was thinking about that is because it doesn't matter how much we try to teach you, it doesn't matter how much time we invest, if on an individual and micro level, you're not meticulously holding on to the like figurative rod every day and following that path. And it might sound like we're trying to force you to do something, or we're like telling you something that might be counterproductive, but nothing could be further from the truth. We're trying to get you to the same place that we have gotten to. And this is the path that we did it on. So hold to that rod, let's go, like go get it, right? Don't try to, if you try to branch off and do it another way, you're gonna fall off the cliff. If you let go of the rod, the path is too narrow. And what's difficult is when you have momentum and you lose it, it's difficult to regain.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So, and I've had experiences with reps, like I've sold 150, 200 accounts, a couple of things happen and don't go their way, and then all of a sudden they can't sell at all. And you're like, dude, what happened? You're a 200 account rep. But that happens every year, every year. So from experience, follow what we're saying and you will get to where you want to go. I promise you that. The reason I can tell you that is because I've seen it. Just with when I started working with these guys, Nolan hadn't made it yet, Ian hadn't made it yet, Bao was just starting, his first year, right? They did all those things and look where they're at now, right? Ooh. So from personal experience, we can tell you that's how it goes. If you want to try to do it your own way, you will fall off the cliff and you won't make it. Bottom line, okay? So hopefully there's no questions on that, and hopefully you guys all understand like what I'm trying to say here. But I was thinking about that today when I was at the gym, and I'm like, yeah, that actually applies. Okay, so dispatch areas, a couple of you were hitting me up yesterday. If you're in West Sacramento or the northern part, you're dispatching to Scott. If you're in the southern part down here, you're dispatching to Jake.
You got lazy on it? You didn't put the name on it?
Yeah, man. Sorry. Come on, bro. Maybe I'll come up with the graphics tomorrow.
Okay? Come on, bro.
Maybe I'll come up with a 3D view, something like that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, all right, let's go over numbers from yesterday.
All right, numbers from yesterday. First up, Ian.
Three.
Two. Brett.
Six.
Bao.
Three.
Two. Leaders leading from the front. Raul.
Two.
Stets.
One.
Danny.
Two.
Pravada.
Two.
Lada.
One.
Bogaka.
Three.
Two. Yo, May.
One.
Kathy. Blake.
Zero.
Johnny.
Bagel.
Henry.
One.
One.
Howie.
Bagel.
Marco.
One.
Justin.
Bagel.
Jake.
Zero.
Ben.
Three.
Two. There we go. Ben. Eddie.
Two.
Melina.
Zero.
Spencer.
Zero.
Kobe. Yes. Mac.
N-A.
Cade.
One.
Pooj.
N-A.
Wyatt.
Zero.
Candy. John.
Zero.
Matt. All right, X Factor board. Jed.
Zero.
Arthur.
One.
One.
Dylan.
One.
One.
Enid.
Zero.
Alito.
One.
One.
Johnny.
Zero.
Beerges.
One.
One.
Zach.
Zero.
Josiah.
Zero.
Dallin.
One.
Chris.
Zero.
Emily.
Zero.
Abe.
Zero.
CJ.
Zero.
Efren.
Zero.
Brian. Jared. Cam.
One.
There we go. Cam. Mike.
Zero.
Seth.
Zero.
Anthony.
Zero.
Chewy.
Zero.
Harrison.
Zero.
Isaac.
One.
One.
Cheeto.
Zero.
David. Mike.
Zero.
Miranda.
Zero.
Jason.
Zero.
Ramsey.
Zero.
Dakota.
Zero.
Miley.
Zero.
Who's going to break the streak? Colby. Tiki.
Colby had one. Where's Colby at?
I don't know.
He went off right here.
Colby, one.
One.
Tiki.
Zero.
Logan. Zach.
Zero.
Jason.
Jared.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Liz.
One.
There you go.
One.
There we go. Liz. Back to back. Jake.
Zero.
Daniel.
Bagel.
Rich.
Bagel.
Abdi.
Bagel.
Bryce. Matt.
Bryce got one, his first deal. Where's Bryce at, Seth? Where's Seth?
He's saving it right now.
Oh.
But he's good. It's good. It's going in.
It's good?
Okay.
Good.
Okay. And Ben.
Zero. Okay. We had 35 going yesterday. Before we do grab bag, one thing I forgot to tell you about the Iron Rod story is that there's also, as these travelers are going along, there's a mist of darkness that comes in and makes it difficult for them to see. That's why they have to hold. And in this job, dude, that's when you're, all the temptations you have, people hitting you up, like, yo, let's go do this. It's a sunny day. Let's go hit Six Flags, you know? Screw work. No one's going to realize that we're gone. Oh, man, I'm tired. Yesterday was tough. Let's take today off. I need a mental health day, right? And they hit you up like, yo, CJ, aren't you tired? Let's go. That's that mist of darkness that comes in. Also, late at night, you get home from work, and it's like, Liz, are you hungry? Let's go to IHOP. It's 2 in the morning. Let's go. Or Howie, yo, let's go smoke a bowl, bro. Let's smoke a bowl, Howie. It's 1:30, man. Did you bring that apple? Let's do it.
Old school.
The apple. That's the mist of darkness that comes in. Because all those things will then affect you the following day and the rest of your production. Okay? And let me tell you this. I promise you, if you think that you're tired and mentally exhausted, I invite you to do my job for one day, and then you'll see. I don't want to hear any, because if you see what I have to deal with and everything, dude, you're not tired. Trust me. You just think you're tired. Okay? All right. Ian, who's got us?
No excuses.
Brian.